I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90. This is Northern Arts and Culture. It's February 2021, and Peter White Public Library has a series of events that cover astronomy, music, author talks, and more. And we have Marty Ackitz, the Adult Programming Coordinator from Peter White, to tell us more about what's on deck for the library in February. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me again, Kurt. I always enjoy speaking with you.
I guess before we talk about the events, we could briefly say that Peter White is officially open in a limited capacity, right? It's there's the express walk-in service.
Yep, there is. We are open Monday through Thursday from 12 to 6, and then we're open Friday and Saturday from 12 to 5. And we do ask that people limit their time in the library to about an hour if they can, and they do limit people's time on the computers because those are sort of at a premium. Everybody wants to use those right now. And, of course, we sanitize everything in between people using them and all that. We're taking all the precautions. You're required to wear a mask and practice social distancing when you're here. But, yeah, we are definitely open. We are happy to see people in the library again.
Super. That's good to hear, and I'm sure it's welcome news for many people in our region. Now, on the other end of things, we do still have some events that are happening at a distance and utilizing Zoom, you know, video conferencing, things like that, and offering some opportunities for folks to take part in events with people that maybe are from outside of the area that get to, you know, bring their knowledge and expertise to all kinds of different fields. For example, we have authors reading virtually with W. Todd Kaneko. It's a virtual author talk, right?
Yeah, that's part of our new monthly series that we started a little while ago. Todd Kaneko is Grand Rapids poet, but he is like a nationally acclaimed writer and poet, and he just released a new collection of poems called This Is How the Bone Sings, and he is going to be joining us next Wednesday. That would be February 10th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be a Zoom reading, so people can go to the Peter White Facebook events page and find the invitation and links for that reading. And he's going to do about a 45-minute reading and then answer some questions from the audience if they have any. And I've seen him read before. He's the author of one of my favorite collections of poetry, The Dead Wrestler Elegies. And he's just a fantastic reader, and I think people are really going to love him.
So a couple of reading recommendations there, The Dead Wrestler Elegies and the new collection, This Is How the Bone Sings, from author and poet W. Todd Kaneko. That's a virtual author talk Wednesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. via Zoom with Peter White Public Library. So off to the races with that. But we also have a monthly event that's all about women in science. And this one that's coming up Thursday, the 11th of February, has a Northern connection, right? NMU connection?
It absolutely does. We're hosting Dr. Jane Wankmiller-Harris, who is on the faculty at Northern. She's actually the director of NMU's Forensic Research Outdoor Station, which is called FROST. And she's going to give a presentation on her groundbreaking work as part of the lead of the FROST Research Center. For those of people that don't know what FROST is, it's the first forensic anthropology outdoor research facility that's located at a northern latitude, and it's one of only nine in the world. So it's basically, if you've heard the term body farm, that's what that is, except it's in a cold climate. So the scientists there and students that work there conduct research on the effects of cold temperatures and snow and freeze and thaw cycle on decomposition, human decomposition, and they use that information to help in criminal cases and trying to identify bones and things like that. And I just spoke with Dr. Harris yesterday, and she's just really, really fascinating to speak with. And I think that everybody that joins us for that event is really going to be fascinated by what she's going to say and show us. And I will say this, she made this very clear that for anybody that's thinking of coming to this this little presentation, she is not going to use any really graphic photos. So if you have a queasy stomach and you think, oh, I should probably not do this, she's very aware of that. But she is going to be a really, really fascinating presenter next Thursday.
That's a fairly new initiative at Northern Michigan University with that work, anthropology, forensic anthropology in an outdoor capacity. So Thursday, February 11th at Peter White, that's also via Zoom. And we also have a few other events that are via Zoom as well, thinking about the festiveness of Mardi Gras coming up. And we have another poet as well, Beverly Mathern, who's going to give us a little bit of her Louisiana perspective, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people know Beverly, but Beverly was a professor in the English department. She's currently a professor emeritus of the English department, but she is down home Louisiana Cajun, and she grew up in Louisiana, just a little ways outside of New Orleans. So she is going to bring her New Orleans background and Cajun background for a poetic celebration of Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is going to be Tuesday, February 16th, and she's going to be doing this presentation at 7 p.m. So usually when she does something on Mardi Gras, she's usually decked out with beads and a hat and everything. So she's going to bring a little Cajun life to the UP.
Wonderful. And I know that she's also read some poetry for Public Radio 90 as well. I believe we've heard about her Cajun Christmas in the past on our National Poetry Month program, so it'll be nice to hear that perspective coming back for Peter White Public Library's celebration of Mardi Gras, Tuesday, February 16th, again at 7 p.m. over Zoom. Now, something a little different and something that I think will help all participants relax is yoga, and now this is something that typically people like to get together for a class, but of course, that isn't really possible at this time, but you can still do that virtually with the Joy of Yoga, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Helen Haskell-Ramin, who is the owner of the Joy Center in Ishpeming, and she's been a certified yoga instructor for over 20 years, and she's been bringing yoga to Peter White virtually for the last since I believe last December. So this will be her third or fourth outing with it. And she does yoga for about an hour and a half, and it's very gentle yoga. It's yoga for anybody, from beginners to experienced people who want to participate in yoga. And it's just a time to really sort of center yourself and calm yourself. If you've had a bad day, I can guarantee you that if you join Helen for the Joy of Yoga, you're going to feel better after you're done. And we do that every third Wednesday in the month. So this month it's going to be Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m.
So you can clear your mind with the Joy of Yoga that third Wednesday this month at the virtual event, the Joy of Yoga with Peter White. And then something that we've discussed in the past, that's a newer series called Great Discussions. Peter White is bringing the larger Foreign Policy Association's World Affairs Program to a regional version of it with Great Discussions at Peter White.
Yeah, this is something that we're presenting through a grant from the Michigan Humanities Council and the National Endowment for the Humanities. And every month on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m., we get a group of people together to discuss various international and world issues. Last month we had a really wonderful, wonderful discussion about the global supply chain. And this month we are going to have a discussion of the Persian Gulf security issues. And we have someone who's served in the military over in the Persian Gulf, but also someone who's lived in the area and has close connections with people in the area, who's going to be a presenter for that that event. And so it'll give people as sort of an insider's look from someone who's lived in the area as to what it is like to live in the Persian Gulf. And I think it's going to be a really wonderful opportunity to sort of stretch our mind a little bit and reach out and try to understand a region that I think it suffers from a lot of misunderstanding. So, yeah, that's great. I put down discussions, but it should be great decisions. I always make that mistake. It's great decisions. And on Tuesday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. And for that one, there are actual discussion books that people are supposed to review before they join in the discussion. And those are available for checkout here at the library. So you can, if you're really interested in this program, come and sign up to check out one of those books. You bring them home, you review the material in them, then you bring them back, and then you're all ready and prepared to discuss the topic that we're going to be discussing this month here at Peter White on Zoom.
So the Great Decision Series will return February 23rd, and bringing a global perspective to a local level, and thank you for the reminder about the materials that are available as well, so you can kind of review what the topic is going to be about, and then you can have that discussion with other like-minded individuals at a local level, Tuesday, February 23rd via Zoom. And we do have something else that's coming up in the early days of the following month of March. It's a monthly series about what's up in the sky, talking about astronomy and the stars.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, this is becoming one of my favorite nights of the month, doing What's Up with Scott Stobler from the Marquette Astronomical Society. And what he does is he basically gives you an overview of what to look for in the skies during the entire month. So we usually have that on the first Tuesday of every month so that everybody has an opportunity to look up and see all of the wonderful celestial events that are happening. And next month, I'm sure that Scott's going to be talking about something that's happening this month, which is the Mars Perseverance rover is going to be landing on Mars and sending back all kinds of images from the planet's surface. And this is something that's been years in the planning. 7 months, they launched the rover 7 months ago, so it's going to be landing like in the middle of February and starting to send back video. And I think that he's going to really focus on that a lot this coming beginning of March for What's Up. And I can hardly wait for that because I'm sort of an astronomy nerd. I love that kind of stuff.
That's awesome, and that's great to have an even wider perspective, especially from the Upper Peninsula. See what's happening in the skies with What's Up. That will be early in the month of March, with Peter White Public Library, also via Zoom. Our guest is Marty Ackitz, the Adult Programming Coordinator at Peter White Public Library. And what is the best way for people to get involved with these events?
Well, you can always go to the Peter White Public Library Facebook page. There's an events page that has all of these things listed. You can also go to the Peter White public site, which is pwpl.info, and there's a calendar there that lists out everything that you can participate in. And, of course, I'm only focusing on the adult programming, but there's tons and tons of programming for teens and kids, too. And so if you're looking for things for your children or teens to do, you check out that calendar, and you can find out all the wonderful events that are happening here at Peter White for that age group as well.
And I know a good way to add those to your own calendar as well. If you are on the Facebook page and you see those events, you can add them to a calendar. If you're on a mobile device, that always helps me personally keep track of what's happening in my neck of the woods. So lots of events coming up this month of February 2021 and beyond. Head over to the Public Radio 90, head over to the Peter White Public Library Facebook page to add those to your calendar. Marty Ackitz, Adult Programming Coordinator at the Peter White, thank you so much for letting us know what's happening at Peter White in the month of February.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Kurt.